Yo, maniacs, Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
What you gonna do, Randy Harris? What you gonna do? Uh-oh, got paused on the one time. Waiting on Randy to come back live. Randy, are you there? We're back on. Must be on break. I got you, big dog. I'll cover for you. So we're getting ready to cover UFC 262. It's taking place this Saturday, May 15th, at the Toyota Center. Your early prelims, you can actually see on the UFC Fight Pass. That's going to be at 6:30 p.m. Your preliminary card.
What's your problem?
Oh, I'm just covering for you. Just, you know, saving the day.
What do you mean covering?
Pretty much like a superhero, just scooping in, saving, you know, keeping the show moving. How unprofessional of you to take a break at the top of the hour without, you know, consulting me. I just read the
I gotta be honest, I have no idea what you're saying because the internet up here is awful.
Well, maybe it's run off of gas or generators that run off of gas.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe the internet needs gas and they're out of gas.
Yeah. What's next? Because last time it was toilet paper, right, for the pandemic, because, you know,
paper towels.
Yep. And now gas. Like, what's the next thing that we just can't live without?
Well, it was also the ketchup packages.
Oh, really? I missed that one.
Yeah, you know, it was ketchup packages, you know, because it was always food to go. So when it was to go, that's what they were missing.
Oh, yeah.
So why I said let's start something, whether it's the pepper packs or tamales.
Well, what's up with wood prices? Like, wood's up, 300%? Like, plywood is like the costs are going astronomical in, like, home building supplies.
What about woodchucks?
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck?
Exactly.
But I was, while you were still on break, I was running down the 262 card. It starts at 6:30 on Saturday night from the Toyota Center.
Hold on a second. I can hear the fans. Woo!
I mean, you were there for the Dominic Reyes Jones fight, right? Weren't you? Was that the last fight? Yeah. So
no, it wasn't the last.
It was the last fight in Houston.
Yes, it was the last fight in Houston.
And so why does the UFC, like, they have a strong relationship with Houston? Is it because the state's open, like Florida? Or are there certain ties to that community, like, where it's good for the UFC to go back to there other than other places?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure that they go back to the same, you know, in Florida. It's always Jacksonville. It's Orlando. It's Tampa. And it's Fort Lauderdale. You know, again, they are the four biggest probably cities in Florida. Houston, they have a track record. Dana made that comment at Jacksonville at the press conference in between taking naps because we didn't leave until 2:30 in the morning. You know, that he was going to come back because Florida opened up and Florida did all these things for him. And Florida has always been there for him. But I'm sure Houston is part of that. It's the same hotels. It's the, you know, once it's built in, you know, it's kind of like when you first start, you have this book. And in the book, it's like, this is what you do 6 weeks out, 5 weeks out, 2 weeks out, the night of. Well, once you go back to the same city, it's just the repetition. It's kind of like the fight itself. You know, it's just, it's money, muscle memory. And, you know, Houston has been successful. The crowds have been successful. You know, I didn't want to bring up to either one, especially Gina, you know, who brought up the fans in Jacksonville. Everybody is under this fallacy that it was packed for the very first fight, and it wasn't.
Correct.
And it drives me crazy. And it was, you know, the fight of the night, which, how many fights were that night? 12?
Probably.
All right, so 10 of those fights could have been fight of the night. Let's
be honest. No, I mean, everybody, they fought their hearts out. I mean, when you talk to Dave Feldman, and he talks about how he wants his fighters to give it their all and to leave nothing in the, you know, in the tank, like, they did. Like, that night, you could tell every fighter that entered that octagon gave it everything they had.
And it bothers me that you pay for a ticket, you're given a ticket, you counterfeit a ticket, you steal a ticket, however you get in the building, and you're not there for the first fight.
But you know who had the best performance of the night?
Me?
Bruce Buffer. Bruce, he showed out for Jacksonville. He screamed his lungs out. Like, that guy probably couldn't talk for 4 days.
No, I'm sure
think, I don't think I'm anybody sure. was as excited as he was.
I don't know. I didn't think he was any different than any other fights.
Oh, way more passionate. Compared to the fights this past week at the Apex, he was just a completely different level.
What are you having, a picnic over there? What's going on?
They're called children, and apparently they live here.
Tie them to the tree, hang an apple from above the tree, and see if they can figure out how to get it when they get hungry.
Listen, these kids, they're out of school, they're home. Apparently this is like their domain. I don't know. I've confiscated their desk to do homework to do your show. So, yeah, they're upset.
Hold on a second. Don't blame the show. You know what I know. You couldn't do their homework. They're in the third grade, and I know you can't do their homework.
No, I can't. No. You're right.
I'm aware. What, do you want me to respond to that? So pull up the alleged Bucks schedule. Have you done that yet? Have you looked at it? The Thursday game, it appears that they're going to play on Thanksgiving, which I'm looking forward to.
I mean, I'm going to say this.
You didn't find it? All right, here it is. Let me read it since you didn't do your homework. Okay. September 9th, Cowboys at the Buccaneers, and that's a night game, obviously. It's Thursday. Then on the 12th, oh, this is just week one. The Jaguars at Texans, the Steelers at Bills. What's a good game on Sunday? Oh, Monday I'm going to go out to Vegas.
Oh, yeah, what?
13th, I'll be on the field for the Ravens versus Raiders.
Really? You're going to go out just for that game?
Yeah.
Why did the NFL even need to play a season? Just give the Lombardi Trophy to Tom Brady. He can throw it on his $6 million yacht that he just purchased. And we can go to the next season because nobody's beating the Bucks.
Do you anticipate the Super Bowl Buccaneers week one against the Cowboys at home? Or do you think it's going to be another process? It's going to take them some time, or because they worked through it, they came together those last 3 or 4 weeks, dominating all three of those games, that it's going to be business as usual?
They're going to just keep going where they left off. I mean, they were getting better going into the Super Bowl. They're going to be better week one, you know, after a full camp, and everybody came back. Everybody's back. As long as Brady doesn't get lost going to Byron Leftwich's house again, you know, to get the play calls, we're good.
No, he's going to get lost going to somebody else's house, his own house.
Yeah.
He's going to walk in the wrong house and say, oh, I thought this was my house.
It's true.
Well, and, you know, I said the other day, or probably a couple of weeks ago, we talked about Disney and, you know, the Paul brothers and the Disney stars and all that. But Tom Brady said after he went to Disney that the only reason he's still playing is for the free trips to Disney.
That's not true.
How do you know?
There's no way. He could buy Disney if he wanted to, probably.
Well, he couldn't buy Disney, but he could buy the night where they shut down the whole park.
Yeah. Called COVID night.
I believe it's happened before. I think Michael Jackson did it once, too, where he literally buys the whole park. You know,
I think Mariah Carey did that, too, didn't she? Like, I thought she bought the whole park.
Well, I guess when you have more money and you know what to do with, can't take
the risk. But if Conor McGregor can buy the Manchester United?
He can.
He just sold his whiskey company for $600 million.
He can't buy Manchester United.
That can buy him at least a piece of Manchester United.
Well, he can only buy what the Glazers are willing to sell.
What if he buys a player? What if he buys, like, a player or two?
You can't buy players. Slavery is not allowed. It's not even funny. We're going to get in trouble with, you know.
Slavery.
You can't joke that people are going to be able to buy and sell players.
That's trading them. Like, you get traded all the time. That's how UFC Mike acquired Ben Askren. Before Michael Buffer called him Ben Askew.
Who's Ben Askren? I'm not familiar with who that is. Ben Askew is more famous than Ben Askren.
He's the first guy to get traded in combat sport.
He really didn't get traded, though.
He got traded. That's what they called it. They called it the first trade of combat sport from one to the UFC. They traded players. They got Demetrius Johnson, went to one, and Ben Askren came to UFC. That was the first trade.
But I thought technically they both were released and then signed with those other companies.
That could be true. But that's how they build it. That's how they build it up as a trade. They say it was the first trade.
They can say anything they want. It doesn't mean that it's true.
I say I'm a radio star, but it's obviously not there.
You're barely radio. I mean, I
but I'm a star. You can't deny the star.
A, you're not a star. And if you saw, what was his name? Cuba Gooding Jr. in radio, you're barely radio.
Well, I'll be sitting with the stars on September 9th at 8:20 p.m. when the Cowboys take on the Buccaneers.
What stars are you going to be sitting with? Your daughter?
The one on the 50-yard line.
In Dallas. So that would make sense. So you're going to be on the star at Dallas while the Cowboys are at Raymond James play.
I always beat my own drum, Randy Harris. I got to do things my way. I'm like Sinatra.
Well, I'm going to do it my way and hit this break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. Dave Feldman, your president of BKFC, when we return.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Lynn Swan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
We've moved and we can't wait to celebrate. Full contact live armor jousting, axe throw, and Nightwing's Birds of Prey. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com. The Viking Invasion is coming to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival this weekend for the Barbarian Brewfest. Throw axes with your friends. Visit the Petting Zoo. Experience full contact live armored jousting. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
John Owen, you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
That's your boy right there, John Elway.
That's my boy. I love Johnny. Johnny Elway.
All right, so some things are struggling right now. There's no gas in Atlanta. I don't know what it is back home. There's still the toilet paper shortage. So a lot of things are slowly struggling. And then there's some things that just continue chugging along, continuing that sway up. The momentum continues, and that's what we're going to talk about right now as we welcome back to the program in the official BKFC segment, your president, David Feldman. David, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. How are you doing?
Not too bad. It's been a couple of weeks since we spoke, so I thought we should call and touch base and find out what's going on. I know you guys are returning to Miami in a couple of weeks, so that's exciting. I continue to see new signings. Like I said, it just continues like a train chugging along. Good things happening.
Yeah, it's definitely still moving along. It's moving along pretty fast. You know, we want to do a lot more shows coming up here in September. It looks like we're going to be doing two BKFC shows every month. But right now, is you know, the closest thing to us is June 26th, and that will be in Miami, Florida at the Hard Rock Casino, and that will be a 4 world championship fights on that card. So it should be probably our biggest card to date. We're really excited about that, and we think a lot of people are going to be on you know, tuning in to watch that event, man. But it's when we announced it, I mean, everybody blew us up with like, wow, this is an unbelievable card. So should be a great card, and then we move into July. We're going to go back to your home in Tampa, and we'll do Paige VanZant versus Rachel Ostovich.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I just broke that there.
Say that again?
I just broke that news right there.
I got you. I'm in Atlanta where they have no gas and no internet, I guess, because I keep cutting in and out. So I didn't hear it. David Feldman just breaking the Paige VanZant back into the squared circle in Tampa, which is going to be exciting. We'll talk about that in a second. But what I was going to ask you is, how do you stay, not necessarily focused, because I know how focused you are, but this huge event in June coming up, but you have to still look at July, look at August, and put all these other pieces together. How difficult is that to do one and do 12 at the same time?
You know, it's just really putting the right people in front of you. We had a meeting today, and I said, look, if you guys want to be this billion-dollar company, we got to start acting like we're a billion-dollar company, and let's all, you know, put our focus hat on right now and do what we need to do, and everybody was on board for it. I just got a great team here. I got a great team that wants success as much as I do. So that's why I think that, I think we're able to focus on so many different moving parts, you know, at the same time.
What about fans down in Miami? You know, we were in Jacksonville a couple weeks ago. Florida, great state that's opening up to fans. Is full, you know, fans? And if so, which I would assume, tickets available, when will they be available?
Tickets will be available next Thursday. It is only 50% fans, only because it's you know, it's the way that they're rolling us out. We'll actually be the first live event with fans at the Hard Rock Casino. So, you know, they want to take precautions. So we're okay with that. And then we move into Tampa at the Florida State Fairgrounds on July 23rd, and that one will be 100% fans.
And it's just, what about
I look? If you were there. You were at the Jacksonville event. I believe, and the yes. The crowd was crazy. I mean, just the atmosphere was unbelievable. You need that atmosphere. And, you know, us being able to bring that atmosphere back for our fans, you know, and the fighters is tremendous.
Can we talk about, you know, putting some kind of disclaimer, not disclaimer, but penalty on the back of BKFC tickets? Like if you scream woo or you scream something stupid, that we can, like, move you back 10 rows?
or escort you out of the building. That would be bad. Yeah, I think, you know, this card is going to be hard for anyone to be disappointed in. The four championship fights that we have, Hector Lombard versus Joe Riggs, Thiago Alves versus Yuli Diaz, Joey Beltran versus Sam Shoemaker, and Luis Palomino versus Tyler Goodjohn. Every one of those fights is going to be action-packed. And then the undercard is just, it's sick. It's stacked up. Two women's fights. We might actually even do, we're entertaining now, and we're waiting for Hard Rock to get back to us. We may actually do two shows that day. We may do a matinee show and then an evening show.
Well, I guess I need to ask, when you say matinee, is it going to be like wrestling and it'll be the same card both times, or is it going to be different athletes? Come on, that's funny.
No. Two one card, we would probably start around 2 o'clock, and the second card we would start around 8 o'clock at night. Both would be on the Bare Knuckle TV app, different attendances for each event, and obviously different fighters. I think it's going to be great if we're going to be able to pull that off, and we'll know shortly on that.
Come on, you give me credit. You didn't think that was funny, Dave?
It was very funny. You know, I'm going on like four sleepless nights here, Randy. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a great night. It's going to be great to be back there. Miami loves us. You know, that area really loves Bare Knuckle right now, and a lot of our stars are from that area. So, you know, it's tremendous to go there and have all these people fight on the same card. It's going to be a great night. And then July is going to be another good one, and then August we go back to Biloxi. September, October, November, and December we open up new states. September will be in Nebraska. October will be in Arizona. November will be in Utah, and I believe December is in New Mexico. So we're rolling out these new states. We're opening up. We're lobbying. We're doing everything that we need to do to get this sport spread all over the United States. And you know, it's happening.
How, again, I keep saying how difficult, because you know, there is a whole process in this. And Matt just asked me about the UFC returning to Houston and why Houston over other cities. How do you determine and decide, I want to go open the state in Utah, but I want to go back to where we know we've been successful in Miami? How do you balance that in those decisions?
Well, I mean, right now, the timing is everything. So when these states open up, we can't just rush and do a show in 2 months. There's a process, the way that we roll things out, where we do tryouts there. We get a lot of hype going around in the area, you know, get the buzz going, and then we'll announce the BKFC show there and then promote it. That's why we need a little bit of time to, a little bit of lead time to go to these new territories. And we know that, you know, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, everywhere we've been in Florida has always been hot for us. So, you know, we know that that's a go-to.
We've talked about, and we've seen, obviously, Shaq heavily involved, getting involved, loves the sport. And I keep joking about this, too, but I think we ought to get him in the squared circle. Let's see what he can do against a 125-pounder.
That would be great, actually. It's funny because Bob Sapp challenged him, so... You know, we'll see what happens. Shaq did just do AEW wrestling, and he went through a wood table. So, you know, I think you never know. He might be up for it. He's up for anything. And just to, put a little shout out to him. He's just such a great dude, man, and it's so good to be able to be doing business with him.
Talk about, before we let you go, and I don't mean to, take too much of your time, about the app, about some of the things that fans are able to do, see, and watch on the app.
We have the app is going to show all our live events. We also have a library of all our past events on the app, and interviews, programming, all types of different things that we have going on with Bare Knuckle. Like I said, we're going to start in September. We'll have every weekend, we'll have a different event on the app, whether it's a Total Line event, BKFC event, or one of the foreign Bare Knuckle promotions that we're going to get the rights to. So September is kind of like the time for us, like the real launch date for us, where I consider ourselves a real app, meaning anytime you tune in on the weekend, there's going to be different types of live event on there. The library is going to pile up. All the different shoulder programming and then the interviews and everything else we're going to have on the app is just going to, you know, it's going to pile up by then, and it's going to be a great destination, because you're going to be able to enjoy it for hours and hours and hours.
You know, rumors, anytime a fighter is let go or their contracts expire, it always seems, and I guess this is a good thing, and you and I have talked about it in the past, that BKFC is always mentioned. BKFC is always brought up. Diego Sanchez just let go by the UFC, and already they're saying BKFC is the place for him to go. Your thoughts? Have you talked to him yet? Are you waiting to talk to him? Or how do you make that decision?
I've actually had a good relationship with Diego for a while. He came out here to Philadelphia to visit me before he signed his last UFC contract. Ran up the Rocky steps, you know, did the whole thing with me. He's I really like him. He's a good guy. The influence that he's getting from his trainer, you know, everybody has a big question mark about that. But Diego himself, I really like him. I'm just not sure if, you know, if the influence is doing something to him, or if, you know, if everything's good with him. And I would love him to fight for us, but I'm not 100% sure that he's, you know, in the right state of mind. This is a different animal here, as you guys know. This is not taking anything away from MMA at all, but this is not, you know, you can't even rest where you're, you know, grappling and mounting somebody or to somebody in a different hold. You're banging with your bare knuckles for 5 2-minute rounds, and, you know, I just want to make sure that anyone that steps inside this square circle is 100% fit mentally and physically to be able to compete there. So,
you know,
I'm sure we'll know soon.
And to continue on what you were just on about, David, you know, Paulie and Matt and I had a discussion at Torta Pizza, you know, after the Tampa event. And he said that a lot of people think, you know, you come from boxing, you come from MMA, you can just go right in and fight BKFC and fight bare knuckle. And that's not the case. And he said he learned the hard way when he got in there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I always tell people it's just a different sport. You know, these boxers, I see a lot of boxers all the time. They're like, oh man, I'll do that. And then they watch it and they're like, something different. And so far, you know, the boxers haven't been able to, fare very, very well. Now, I think the MMA guys have an advantage right now, but as the boxers, you know, more and more boxers come in and start to be able to adapt to, I think the clinching behind the head, you know, those type of things, I think it's just gonna, you know, it's gonna open up for everybody in boxing, mixed martial arts, kickboxing, Muay Thai, you know, the whole circle of combat sports.
Hey, David, so since we last talked, I am no longer in hospitality. Tour de Pizza is no more. So that chapter is over. But I do fill my day with BKFC fighters in the Tampa Bay area. And I can't wait to show you what we've been working on. I'm excited to see these guys in Miami. So I am now in your world and doing the fight game.
Oh, nice.
And just let me throw this out real quick. I'm something similar because I hang out at KFC.
So you're gonna step in and be a promoter, Matt?
Well, no. So I'm training the fighters. I have a vertical wall training system on the back of my Jeep Gladiator, and so I've been training with Julian Lane, Jay Jackson, Jared Warren. So I've been driving around and I train these guys, Steve O'Morris, who actually just won his second MMA title Saturday in 15 seconds with a right hand knockout. So I have the future of fitness on my truck and these guys are loving it. And wait till you see what we bring to Miami. I mean, I know there's like three of those guys are probably going to be on that Miami fight card on the 26th. And I can't wait to show you, man. So you're going to love it, Dave. I'm committed to helping you build this federation and to build your fighters here locally. And, awesome. Man, I love it.
That sounds good. Well, you know what? You guys are very passionate about what you do and anything that you do. So I'm sure you're going to be successful in that. That's awesome, man. Welcome to combat sports full time.
Thank you, sir.
Well, and until we're not going to say Matt's in combat sports full time until we get him not only in a BKFC fight, but I want to watch him lose a BKFC fight.
If he fights you, Randy, he's going to lose.
He would lose.
Well, Randy's going to corner my opponent, Dave. So whenever that's the rule.
There you go. I'm excited. We're just excited to get back in action and. You know, we have a long road ahead of us right now, and, you know, we're taking on a lot of events and a lot of different aspects of this company, and, you know, we're up for the challenge. I think that we're going to, you know, we just did a capital raise and brought in new partners, and so some of these new partners, you know, they valued our country. I mean, our company at a really good amount right now, and I think that in 2 years from now, you know, we're going to be in a really, really good spot. We're doing everything we got to do. We just got to keep working our asses off to get there. And as long as we keep doing that, you know, we're gonna keep, I guess, opening more and more eyes in the combat sports community to BKFC.
Good stuff. I'm looking forward to it. Dave, as always, thank you very much for your time. I know we're going to start getting fighters on again starting next Wednesday at 3:15, and I'm looking forward to coming down to Miami next month.
Awesome. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Randy, Matt, take care, bud.
See you, buddy.
That is the president of BKFC. We've been involved with those guys since day one, and we will continue even long after I get rid of Matt, which could be during this break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. To him by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up, this is Sean Lights Out Merriman, former Charger, now CEO, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete.
We've moved, and we can't wait to celebrate. Full Contact Live Armor Jousting, Axe Throw, and Nightwing's Birds of Prey. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com. The Viking Invasion is coming to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival this weekend for the Barbarian Brewfest. Throw axes with your friends. Visit the Petting Zoo. Experience Full Contact Live Armored Jousting. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Hi, we are back live from the global headquarters of Staff Zone here in Roswell, Georgia. You're in some bunker somewhere with a bunch of kids and a wife and your studio back in the house. And it's been a long time since our next guest has been on. You know, a day turns into a week. It's all my fault. But let's welcome back to the program. He is a living legend, Randy Couture. Randy, how are you?
Good, Randy. How are you doing, bud?
Not too bad. I'm glad to have you on. I know you guys are doing a lot of things movie-wise and charity-wise. But I want to get to something that happened last week with the PFL, and I know I want to talk about the PFL with you. Just ironic timing. I want to talk about the Verdum fight and the decision of the New Jersey Athletic Commission. And I'm just curious what your thoughts are on that and the overturn.
Well, I mean, it was interesting. I watched the video several times after the fight on the night, and it definitely looked like his opponent tapped. There were two taps that were pretty clear. The referee was out of position. He was on the other side of the athletes. There's no way he could have seen that from his vantage point there. Now, it didn't look to me like Verdum loosened up or let go of the triangle choke that he had his opponent in. But Verdum, before I ever saw any video footage or there was any question, he did holler from the cage saying, he tapped. So he definitely felt the tap. And, you know, obviously the kid tapped twice, then started hammer fisting Verdum, and which ultimately became the end of the fight. There was no way. He let go of the triangle and then ended up getting stuck there and hammer fisted a bunch, and the ref stepped in and stopped the fight. So I was curious to see what Jersey was going to do. You know, they're allowed to look at that footage. A complaint was filed from Verdum's camp, wanted to get it overturned or looked at it. Now, they had the opportunity to, I believe, overturn the decision and give Verdum the win if they thought it was a clear tap. So obviously there was still some questions, and they ruled it a no contest. So I guess that's better than a loss. Verdum will get a point. His opponent will get a point, and they'll, you know, be able to compete, not against each other. I'm not sure who they're going to be matched up against in the next regular season bouts, but certainly an interesting outcome. Better than getting nothing for a loss on Verdum's side of it, but if he, you know, was in a position to win and the guy actually tapped, you know, that's a tough spot too.
My situation, and you know me, I'm vocal and I'm normally wrong at my thoughts and opinions, but these are my thoughts and opinions. The referee was in a bad spot. I get that. And he didn't see that. And I get that. But in my opinion, by overturning that and changing the decision, why have refs at all? Just let's do everything by camera, like instant replay, like they do in hockey, and go to the instant replay. Then you don't need a guy in the ring or the cage.
I think for safety, you still have to have a guy in there, and you need a guy that obviously knows what he's looking at. I mean, choking guys, some guys are pretty resilient. You know, we saw Usman the same night get choked unconscious. Now, can you imagine if there wasn't a referee in there to step in and stop the combatants from what they were doing? That could be pretty, you know. I think, you know, the bigger issue is, as athletes, we're trained not to stop what we're doing, not to stop fighting or protecting ourselves until the referee steps in and stops the fight. So if Verdum did loosen up that triangle, or, I mean, if I'm him, why didn't he just continue to choke this guy and choke him out until the referee recognizes the situation? Or the guy has to tap harder where it's, you know, apparent and visible. Was it a ploy? Right. Was he trying to tap Verdum to get him to loosen up a little bit so he could get out or continue to fight? You know, we've seen that before, the phantom tap type of a situation. But as an athlete, you know, we train to, I'm not letting go, I'm not stopping until that referee steps in and stops me. That's his job.
And that's the rule. And I was being a little, you know, sarcastic with the no referee thing. You know, I've always been taught, and I had an issue with a former, and I love saying teammate, you know, I've never fought in my life, but, you know, I trained in the gym with Eric Reynolds, and there was a situation, and we would always talk about it. And it's like, no, until a ref touches you and takes you off, don't stop. And that's all I'm trying to say there. I think Verdum is just as guilty, if not more guilty, you know, for allegedly having something wrong. The referee didn't come over and stop anything. So, That's kind of where I was standing.
I've got 23 years experience as a fighter. I would, you know, but I get there's a sportsmanship aspect of that too. You know, we've seen other guys hold chokes or hold submission holds way longer than they should have, and they were penalized for that. You know, out of maliciousness. Obviously, that wasn't the case here, but I still think you don't stop fighting until the referee steps in and stops you.
Absolutely. Let's talk for a minute. Another season of the PFL. I love the format. You know, it gives somebody the opportunity who might have lost the first fight or might have lost a close decision, and he's still able to come back and still win the title. And more importantly to me, maybe not to the athletes, you know, the money over the belt. But, you know, talk about, you know, the return of the PFL and what we can expect this.
Well, I'm very excited to be back to work and have the PFL back online. Obviously, the executives chose to take 2020 off. They didn't want to do a disservice to this format and the true sports format that they created for mixed martial arts and kind of try to do wishy-washy fights with protocols and a bunch of other stuff. Now, obviously, we're still following protocols. There are no spectators at the event so far. We're hoping that as things continue to open up and the summer unfolds, that we'll be back to having spectators. So we're very excited to be back. 22 countries represented this season in season 3 for the professional fighters. A lot of new names. Obviously, Anthony Pettis, Fabricio Verdum, Clarissa Shields being signed, Rory McDonald making his debut a couple weeks ago. Pretty impressive. Clarissa Shields is going to be in some showcase fights, give her a good solid chance to get her feet into her in mixed martial arts. Obviously, her boxing is second to none in women's athletics. Excited about all those additions to the field, but there's a lot of variables. We got a lot of guys that we don't know a whole lot about. This young man from Norway, Hamlet, is very impressive, and obviously, I understand where he comes from because he was a Greco guy, and I certainly like that. He did a great job in his first fight out for the PFL. So a lot of great athletes in this third season of Professional Fighters League.
And there was another addition, and that's to the commenting team of Kenny Florian, who obviously you have a background with.
Absolutely. Obviously, worked with Kenny in the first season of The Ultimate Fighter. Kenny's been doing a lot of commentating. Did some for the UFC. He's been doing some for that funny robot show where they had the robots fight each other. And I kind of like watching that, actually. It's pretty fun. But Kenny's a great guy and a smart guy, and he knows his sport as well as anybody. And he's been a great addition to the commentary team this season.
Randy, let me ask you this. We've been doing a lot with Panini. I've known Tracy Hackler, who's now like the PR guy over at Panini. And with the release of the new product of the UFC, I'm just curious, what rights are there? Can there be a Panini Randy Couture card? Is it you're no longer there, so they can't, or they can use old photos? How does that whole thing work out?
Well, I'm not sure who owns it. It obviously depends on who took the photo and who owns the rights to the photo. But I own my ancillary rights, so they want to do a card, we can talk about that for sure.
Interesting. All right. I always wanted to know, and now I got it. Everything good with you? How's Mindy doing? How's the movie projects? Update us on, and you normally don't talk a lot of
Yeah, everything's great. I'm going to be back to you, not just with the PFL, but movie jobs in the last couple of months. Three movies back starting in February. One of which was a film that Mindy wrote, Dark Angels, The Demon Pit. We're excited to finally get that made. We had it all booted up and ready to pick in 2020, but the quarantines and the protocols kind of took us out of business. So we're happy to get back up in 2021 in February and get that one shot. Mindy's headed to Dallas. She's got a Facebook engagement down there in Dallas. The 13th annual motorcycle poker run for the Extreme Couture GI Foundation coming up on Saturday. So excited to do that. I'm working right now. I'm actually out at the range. I'm a host of a TV show coming out called Surviving Man. Don Mann was a Tier 1 operator for a long time. has created some tactical challenges for 32 competitors out here on the range, everything from land navigation to ropes courses and shooting, clearing rooms, and all kinds of stuff. So it's been pretty fun. Certainly don't have to twist my arm very hard to get me out on the range.
Sure. Hey, Randy, so the Wikipedia says Randy Couture is an American actor, but we all know you as maybe the most badass mixed martial artist of all time. With Holyfield and Tyson and all these guys coming back, will we ever see the Natural One back in any kind of exhibition ever again?
No. and I know you thought I had to think about that for a while. No. No, it just doesn't make sense, honestly. When Fedor threw his hat back in the ring a few years back, my phone started ringing because that was a fight I chased for quite a while, and it just didn't make sense. I mean, I'm 57. I'll be 58 next month. The discs in the neck are pretty tired of all the stuff I've put them through over the years anyway, and I don't really want to have a neck surgery. So I'm taking care of those and enjoying all the other stuff I'm doing right now.
Well, fair enough. If anybody could make a return at 57, it would be the Natural One, Randy Couture. We appreciate you coming on the show today. Thank you for your time. And Randy will send you out some nice 8-man strong gear. So you guys are
and be all suited up. Oh, we better get special earbuds for Randy, though.
Oh, yeah. They got to be.
Randy, we'll talk soon. April next year will be the finale of Waiting for Wishes. I don't know if you know that yet, but one more. It'll be next year, and hopefully we'll talk to you before then, but I'll definitely see you in April.
Awesome. You guys be well. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Awesome. That is a really good guy. You know, a great fighter. And I normally wait, and now he's gone, so that's good, because I don't want to be like you and be a tool. But, you know, there's very few people that are better people than what they do for a living. You know, oh, they're a great athlete. Randy's one of those guys. He's a great athlete, but he's a better person than he is an athlete. And that's been since day one. And I really respect the guy. I love him a lot. I've known him a long, long time, and he hasn't changed, and that's cool.
It's awesome. No, it's
all right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon, and we'll come back and maybe look at the fight card, look at some other things, and close this bad boy out. Coming to you live from the construction site at Matt's house. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
We've moved, and we can't wait to celebrate. Full Contact Live Armor Jousting, Axe Throw, and Nightwing's Birds of Prey. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com. The Viking Invasion is coming to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival this weekend for the Barbarian Brewfest. Throw axes with your friends. Visit the Petting Zoo. Experience Full Contact Live Armored Jousting. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Here of 8-Man Strong and the construction site. I don't know what's worse, the fact that we have no internet or really bad internet here, or the construction site over at Matt's. What are you actually building at that house?
I'm building my radio career. It's a work in progress. I'm using scab laborers, as in my children, who are may or may not be illegal. Or undocumented, as we like to call them.
Well, they're definitely illegal, but they may or may not be documented. That's an entirely different story.
Have you ever noticed, Randy, they watch Bob the Builder, the cartoon? Are you aware of this cartoon?
I've never seen it, but obviously I've heard of it.
I have serious concerns that Bob was not a licensed contractor. I have seen some pretty shady erections of things that he's built, and I'm not sure he's licensed.
I had the, how do I want to word this without HRS and HR and health people? And what's the company that come and take your kids out of your house?
Department of Protective Services, DPS.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, so I need to be careful because I don't want them showing up. So I had the grandkids the other day. And, Of course, young Jack, who is 7 years old, but he looks 14 and acts 27, has some show called SpongeBob SquarePants.
Correct.
I have never seen that before in my life until last week, and that could be the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I am dumber now for watching that.
You're not. Actually, it's about the restaurant industry, and it is very, very realistic to the things that you deal with as a restaurateur, from the ownership to, like, employees to... I mean, it's pretty spot on. It's accurate. Off air, I will go through and I'll tell you which one of my former employees matched up with the characters on the show.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't need to. I think the only way that I could understand what I watched is if I moved to Colorado.
Well, yeah. You know, it helps if you're a mile high.
Yeah, exactly. So, returns to Houston. If I thought about it, I would have gone just so I could go to for that $35 turkey leg. And if you think I'm kidding, Google most expensive turkey leg in Houston, and I guarantee you this will come up. And you know me, and people that have listened to the show know me. The chance of me spending $35 on a turkey leg was only once in my lifetime, and I would do it again.
Wow. That must be pretty impressive turkey leg, because they have those at the Renaissance Festival?
Not only do they have those at the Renaissance Festival, but I know the guy that provides the turkey legs to the Renaissance Festival. We've played golf. Matter of fact, we won the Charlie Daniels golf tournament back in the day.
Oh, nice.
And when I say won, we won it every year. It was a stacked team that, yes, I helped win the tournament.
Is that Jack's brother? Which Daniels? Oh, Jack Daniels, like Charlie, right? His brother?
Yeah, they're cousins.
speaking of related family members, your flyweight women's bout on the prelims is Antonia Shevchenko, daughter of Valentina, or sister of the champion Valentina Shevchenko, taking on Andrea Lee in the women's flyweight division. Your middleweight fight is Jordan Wright versus Jamie Pickett. Your featherweight is Lando Vannetta versus Mike Grundy. And Ronaldo Souza, the Jacare, versus Andre Munoz for your preliminary card on 262.
It's going to be a good card. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. And when you brought up the daughter / sister, I saw some of these autographs, and this is no dig on Panini. It's not their fault. I've always had thoughts about autographs and people that collect autographs, and I'm okay with that. And I'm okay if you do want to sign or you don't want to sign. And I'm okay with where the situation is that you get something signed. But I would think if it's a product like Panini or Topps or whatever, that you could do a little bit better than some of these autographs I've looked at and I've seen as I'm working with Tracy at Panini. So I know we're out of time and I can't get into name stuff, but Google worst autographs and some of these will come up. And it's just a shame that you have to write on the back of a sticky note whose autograph it is so that next year, next month, 2 years from now, you'll be able to figure out who it is. That's sad. All right, I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. I know it'll be replayed on BRN, MMA Weekly, a couple of the social media sites. Big things are in the works. Matt's construction should be done shortly. I want to thank all of our guests. Next week, I've got something really big surprise that's going to come out. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from the global headquarters here in Roswell of Staff Zone. And for 8-Man Strong, he's the Knucklehead Matt. I'm Randy. I'll see everybody next week.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.